Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He's a world-renowned Juilliard-trained concert pianist who began his illustrious career at the tender age of 3, when after hearing At the Cross in church, proceeded to repeat the same on piano that very day. This gifted prodigy would go on to win multiple Grammy and Dove Awards for both stage and screen, and with over 50 albums to date, a footprint in over 200 nations, from the dusty roads of Ethiopia to Carnegie Hall, Jerusalem, and beyond, you would think this Greek with his own 24-karat cake company would call it good. But not so, nor with his beautiful bride Cheryl, singer and sister to famed gospel artist Gary McSpadden, and now writer as well, as the two of them, from their home base in Branson, Missouri, embark on perhaps their greatest musical project to date, restoring Christendom's beloved hymns to a generation in need of its message, history, music, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always a joy, the man they call America's piano showman, Dino Kartsanakis. Dino, welcome back to Testimony.
Well, it's great to be with you once again, and we had a great interview about, I don't know how long ago it was, but this is going to be even more special because of the project that we're in and about to launch our hymn revival tour.
Well, I can't tell you what an honor it is to bring you back on Testimony. We have had you share your personal miraculous story, also miraculous recovery from an almost fatal car crash, but you know the Word of God, you know about spiritual warfare, you know the importance of the Word, which brings me to your latest project, Hymn Restoration. The Word tells us that we go from glory to glory, faith to faith, and strength to strength. I can't think of a more beautiful couple that exemplifies just that in music and song, and now word and devotion. So let's get right to it. Tell us why your project, Hymn Restoration, is so important to you and why it should be to all of us.
Well, our passion right now is to get the hymns back to the church. For the past 10 years, it's been taken away gradually, and our young people and our grandchildren have no idea what an amazing hymn is and the content of these hymns and how they're all based in the Word of God. I mean, doctrinally, they're correct. But let me back up a little bit how this all began. When Dr. Billy Graham passed away, I'm on Facebook every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. Every Tuesday, I'm on live on the Dino fan page. Well, this one Tuesday, when Dr. Billy Graham passed away, I got on there, I put my tie on, my suit, because I respected this man as the world has, and I wanted to sit at the piano and play the music that if you were to walk into a Dr. Billy Graham crusade, you would hear these hymns. Of course, just as I am, when people would come down by the thousands to receive Jesus Christ, to me was the most important hymn. And then, of course, you would hear Blessed Assurance and 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, Fairest Lord Jesus, He Keeps Me Singing, His Eyes on the Sparrow. These are the hymns that you would hear. So what I did, I sat at the piano, this is all live on Dino fan page, and I start playing these hymns. And I told the folks out there that were watching, I'm dedicating this to Dr. Billy Graham, our beloved Dr. Billy Graham. And as I was playing, I mean, the phones were just lit everywhere. Of course, on Facebook, they text. And I would get all kinds of texts all over the United States, all over the world, of people saying, Dino, thank you for playing these hymns. We received over 500,000.
Wow.
That were saying, please, keep these hymns in the church. We love these hymns. It was as though God was speaking to me, saying, Dino, you've got to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward, Northcott Publishing Company in Southern California, We put this marriage together. We're there, the publishing company, and we find the hymns. Cheryl wrote every devotion in the hymn book. There's 101 hymns, and there are 101 devotions. But that also is a devotion. It has historical background of why. Why did Fanny Crosby write at the cross? Why, you know, and some of these great hymns. It's very, very interesting. And then she goes into devotion about the hymn, and then it ends with a prayer. So this is what the package is. It's a hymn book called Hymn Restoration. And then the spinoff are, of course, being a pianist, are four CDs of every one of these hymns. And I play them as though you're in church and you can sing along with the hymns. Lots of people maybe don't even go to church, or some churches don't have a piano anymore, unfortunately. So they'll play the CDs and the congregation will sing along with it. So this has been an amazing project for us, and we are now, we are so excited about this, we are now about to head out on the road in about a week or two, and it's going to be Hymn Revival, and we're going to be going to churches throughout the United States, bringing the great hymns of the church. And what I'm going to do is hand out the hymn books so people can actually hold that hymn book in their hand. I know we got the screens now, and on the wall, you know, you see the lyrics and so on, but people just miss turning to the page and singing some of the great Lily of the Valley and some of these great, wonderful songs. So that's what we're going to be doing in the next month or two. And then we come back to Branson because I have a contract with a theater here, Shepherd of the Hills, for November, December. Cheryl and I do our Christmas show. And after that, January 1st, we're heading out on the road again, going across the nation.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dino Kartzinakis. His latest must-listen project, Hymn Restoration, 101 Treasured Hymns with Devotions. Dino, next question. You traveled with the great Catherine Coleman early on. What was your biggest takeaway in working with her, and will your Hymn Restoration project and revival tour help bring back what has been lost in most mainstream churches today? Can you explain?
Oh, yes. My work with Catherine Coleman, of course, many years ago, was a turning point in my spiritual life. I worked very closely with her. I saw how she worshiped God and how she'd go out there, and we'd see miracle after miracle take place. And then since she passed away, I'm experiencing that in our concerts. You know, now with the revival, I mean, we're going to be really focusing on people receiving their healings and their miracles through these great hymns of the church. Even on Facebook, our Dino fan page, we do this every Tuesday evening, live, faithfully. Cheryl starts at 7 o'clock Central Time to 8. She does a Bible study. And then I come on at 8 to 9. And that's when I play the piano. And then you hear the music as I'm playing, and people are singing along. A lot of folks already have the hymnal. So I tell them to turn to that page, and we reach thousands of people out there every week, and we pray with them. We're hearing just this past Tuesday night a man that was healed, and others that are healed week after week because we pray. And I've got a great prayer warriors in my Facebook out there, and it's live, and people can respond. Well, some say, well, Dina, would you play He Touched Me? Or Dina, would you play whatever they would like me to play? I Believe in Miracles is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. So there are hundreds of songs that I play every week on Tuesday night. So I encourage those that are watching, if you want to be blessed, it's a Tuesday night. You get on Dino's fan page. And I may say this, that all those sessions that we do are still on there. So people can back up and just watch them if they can't watch live. An amazing ministry that God has given to us.
It is. Everything is so on demand and visual and digital. And
yes.
So what you're doing is tremendous. I've seen you. Your book is fantastic. The devotion, the history. His Eye is on the Sparrow, for one.
Yes.
And a lot of these great, great hymns were written out of great tragedy and heartache. But people rose,
yes,
and their spirits rose, and God gleaned,
yes,
the good out of it to give him glory. Plus the music, beautifully,
yes,
packaged. I would say a gift for any occasion, at any time. Last question, Dino, and I'm remaining moments. If you had to pick just one arsenal out of your bag of spiritual warfare, and we know there is so much of that, especially in the music industry, what would it be and why?
Well, OK, okay? That's a really good question. There is spiritual warfare out there. You know, the enemy is trying to destroy whatever's in his way that's Christian. That's his job. I think of him as a python. Now, the python doesn't bite. It doesn't poison you, but it strangles you until it takes the very life, very breath, the last breath out of you. Well, that's what he's trying to do to this nation. But, you know, we have a power that's beyond any python, any snake, whatever you want to call that, that the enemy comes into to destroy. We have the Word of God. And the Bible says that we can rebuke the enemy by saying, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, devil. You leave my body. This cancer that's in my body, that's just a word. But God can heal that cancer or that arthritis or pneumonia, whatever it may be. There's nothing too big for God. And we can rebuke the enemy like my grandma did when I was a little child. And the doctor said, I wouldn't be born. And my grandma would say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. And it fled just like that. She even heard it run down 5 flights of stairs. That's how real.
I remember you
That's
sharing
how real the devil
that.
Is.
Amen, yes. And amen.
Yes. And with our music, too. The authentic, and then there's the, even in our praise songs. There's the anointed songs, and there's not the anointed songs. And one can really tell. But I'll tell you one thing.
Amen.
The great hymns of the church are anointed. You can't mess with those.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to world-renowned concert pianist, entertainer, entrepreneur, and baker extraordinaire, Dino Kartsanakis, whose latest book and musical release, Hymn Restoration, 101 Treasured Hymns with Devotions, in collaboration with Nordskog Publishing, is a legacy project not to be missed. You can learn more about Dino and Cheryl's work, ministry, and mission, tour dates, and cakes by visiting BransonCakes.com and Facebook Dino Fan Page. And get their book, Hymn Restoration, with accompaniment, CDs performed by Dino and penned by Cheryl, with history and devotions for each, and all masterfully produced by daughter Christina, a gift for the entire family, beautifully packaged, and one that is sure to bless, inspire, and encourage for generations to come. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the beautiful sounds of Dino Kartsanakis. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.